I'm standing in a vacant lot in downtown Birmingham, Alabama. We've got overgrown weeds, a little bit of construction going on in the distance, a lot of warehouses that really don't look like they've been used in recent years. Really not a whole lot going on here. But James Smith sees something entirely different. He's president of an international company called Green Building Focus. When he looks at this lot, he sees an untapped market. He wants to build an eco-industrial park here.
There are many companies out there in other parts of the country who want to have access to the southeastern market. They realize it's one of the fastest growing markets in the country. And if you draw a 500-mile radius around Birmingham, you hit every major developing area in the southeast. It's really the ideal location geographically to become a regional manufacturing hub for sustainable products.
Alabama, a green hub of the South? This is the land of megachurches and Republicans, not environmentalists.
The federal trend over the last 10 years has been, you know, if you're a Republican, you can't be an environmentalist.
That's Gil Rogers. He's an attorney with the Southern Environmental Law Center. He says nationally, Republicans get a bad rap for denying climate change and trying to roll back the endangered species list. But at the state and local level, things are often different in the South.
We have a lot of Republican champions, as an example, in the Georgia legislature that are Republicans in terms of wanting lower taxes and less government intrusion into a lot of aspects of life. But then we'll go and realize that there needs to be more done in the way of environmental protection of water resources or of air quality, that those have real public health impacts.
Rogers says these leaders often have strong ties to their own piece of nature, maybe a stretch of land or a river.
I'm a tree-hugging conservative Republican, which I know some people may say that's an oxymoron, but...
But Charlie Hauser loves Magnolia River. He fires up his pontoon boat to give me a tour. Hauser grew up here in Magnolia Springs, Alabama. When he moved back to retire, he worried about what he saw.
So I didn't see the seabed grass. You know, we lost blue crabs here. We lost pike.
He blames agricultural runoff, full of chemicals. So Mayor Hauser and the mostly Republican town council passed really tough land use rules. All new buildings have to set back 75 feet from the river. New subdivisions have to keep their runoff on site. And it's working. The brown pelicans are back and the river is less cloudy. The state has named Magnolia River an Alabama Outstanding Waterway. Gil Rogers with the Southern Environmental Law Center says there are still big environmental threats in the South, coal mining, timber, and other industries. But he's optimistic.
People have started to recognize that there are some real threats from population growth, poor development patterns. So I do think there is a movement here that is going on, and it's unique to the South, I think, in a lot of ways.
Certainly it's creating some interesting alliances, like environmentalists teaming up with hunters. It's a small sign that conservative and conservation are a little closer than they once were in the South. For the Environment Report, I'm Tanya Ott.